It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market, one membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Ahoy, me mateys!
Arr!
This podcast be brought to you and be powered by Sunday Cool.
Watch this.
What is it?
Or walk the plank.
This is silly.
It's fun. It's fun. Hey, we're pirates, guys.
It is fun to be a pirate.
It is fun.
Right, Will?
That's right.
Right, Andrew?
Aye.
Arg.
Aye.
Aye.
Yep, okay.
That's our Japanese fella that we picked up on the boat.
He hasn't figured out the whole pirate thing yet.
He's learning.
Arg.
Okay, now we
need to take some really,
that's really stuck there.
Stop what you're doing. And if you're watching this on YouTube, go like the video and subscribe to your YouTube channel right now. And if you're on Spotify, go start following us on Spotify and give us 5 stars. And if you're on Apple, go give us 5 stars and leave a review and then continue. Ouch. Just throw a Swedish fish. Stop. Finish it. Finish the app. Okay, stop. This is so dangerous doing it right here on this cliff. I could fall and I could die. Okay. Go to sundaycool.com where we do custom shirts and stuff.
Ew! Gross! Ew!
Wait a second.
Go on my leg. There's residue.
How are you in the office and I'm standing in space? I thought before I was on a cliff. This is weird. I don't even know what to do. Okay.
I feel like I'm gonna have to poop. So I'm trying to hold it in.
Hold it in.
What?
Hold! Hold!
What number would this be today? What? Of poops.
This would be 3, right?
This would be 4.
he pooped twice at home, right?
Good job, bud.
Actually, 3. No, so this would be 5.
5, all before 10:30.
Nice.
Nice.
Triple
You're like
check.
A dump factory, dude.
Don't call me that!
You know how I feel being called being a dump factory.
You know I don't like that.
You don't eat enough. You don't consume enough to warrant, to necessitate as much poop as you're pooping. Are you actually pooping?
Yes.
You know he goes to Golden Corral every day for lunch?
Every day.
For 2 hours.
Actually, on my way into work and then for lunch as well.
Yeah, the people whenever they, well, the people that are inside, whenever they're like, the people that are running like the chocolate fountain and the nacho cheese fountain, they literally just go, every time he comes in, he's like, this again? 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 This guy?
I don't think I'll ever eat at Golden Corral ever in my life.
No?
No, I've heard too many terrible things.
Dude, that was our go-to like basketball trip late night, like, or like after a basketball game or a football game, like on the road, we would always stop at Golden Corral.
That sounds about right.
I want to lock in on the fact that you said ever go, not ever go again. Have you never been to a Golden Corral?
No.
Whoa! We got to do a podcast at Golden Corral.
No, I don't want to.
Do you remember
we're sponsored by Golden Corral now.
I would take that sponsorship.
Yeah, it was Ryan.
Ryan.
Who got deathly bad food poisoning from Golden Corral.
And really? Then like when he went to the hospital?
There's like 30-something other people from that Golden Corral.
Yeah, I don't know.
At the hospital?
They're all at the hospital. And then they found out that they're literally keeping all their meat outside by the dumpster.
Yeah. Well, I saw because like they would when they had health inspectors or anybody come in, that's what they would do. They would roll the carts back there. Like, and someone on TikTok literally is like, do you see this? Like, this is
how
food
are they
that
still
using?
Open, though?
I don't know.
Wait, that's Golden Corral, not this Golden Corral?
No, this Golden Corral.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Ryan TikTok, went there.
Maybe the TikTok I saw was that. How
that's
funny
that's what
that
I'm
is.
Trying to
possible.
Or it's just that's just mandatory all the way across. That's just the way they do things.
That's just the way we do things.
Because we're at Golden Corral.
We keep the meat by the dumpster.
Dude, Dumpster Meat actually would be a good restaurant name.
Dumpster Meat.
Be a good band name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that when Tiger King would grab the steaks that he would serve at his place would be in the Walmart trash cans?
Oh, yeah.
Like, so he would go dumpster diving for steaks that they would throw out, and then he would go and serve those to the people that would come to his zoo. I was like, that's crazy. I was like, I think like they just brushed that under the rug, too. I'm like, that seems like a pretty big crime.
There are a few things that have made such an intense cultural impact as Tiger King.
It's not even like a cultural impact, but it's like a pillar of time. Like, yeah. Where were you? Like, was this pre-Tiger King or post-Tiger King? Like, people like, it's like TK. That's the new AD. It's now TK.
Yeah.
TK.
2024 TK.
Lily, talking to your mic.
Hello.
I was hearing it, too.
I also hear it.
I see dead people.
I'm electric. What was that? What was that?
Can you turn my ears up a hair?
Yeah.
Turn my ears up.
Looks like you have too many hairs on your ear. Turning it
up. Stop. That's just the way it is. What's up, Chuck?
What's up?
Do you, I still hear it.
It's driving me nuts.
I can't hear a thing.
Can you
wait,
hear
I can't
the
hear.
Buzzing?
I can't hear. I can't hear.
I can't hear.
Andy.
I can't hear. I can't hear. I can't hear.
I can't hear? Question?
Talk again?
And no. What?
And no.
And no.
And no.
Hey. There's like a muffling every time she talks.
Talk right into the mic.
Hello, Andy, Josh, Andrew.
That's fine.
That's the clearest it's been. Yeah.
Is it because Andrew's so on my case about not talking into the microphone?
Yeah. But yeah. Don't get too close. Mustache.
Oh.
For me and Josh and Andrew. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Kick him under the table.
No, he's my friend.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Do you want a song?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, I need to take a drink of my verse form. Get it me energized.
Oh, where'd I put mine?
Ew. Ew.
Okay. I mean, we'll just try something.
Yeah, I mean, we just throw something together. I don't know.
Me, 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 me. La, 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 la.
Me, 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 mo, 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 mo. What is this gadget?
This is a bomb.
Oh, nice. If we go under 55 miles an hour, it'll blow.
It will blow.
If we don't have everyone who watches this video doesn't like and subscribe to this, whoa. What is that?
Whoa.
The world?
Tranquility.
Peace.
Harmony.
World War III.
Death.
Fire.
Destruction.
Screaming children.
Crying.
Where are they gone? Where did they go?
We don't know.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about something. Something absolutely incredible. I don't know if you've been watching the news lately, but our good friend Vladimir Putin, the Siberian Husky himself, visited his good friend Kim Jong-un this week.
Kim Jong-un.
They touched down in North Korea turf, and they got face to face, nose to nose, lips to lip, and they looked each other in the eye, and they formed something stronger than an alliance. Stronger than an agreement. They created something so big, so unstoppable, it can only be classified and described in two words. And that is a nuclear bromance. They shook hands, ladies and gentlemen. They hopped up on a horse, and of course they were shirtless. They drove off into the sunset until they found a warehouse full of nuclear weapons. Kim Jong-un opened the door for Vladdy. He said, after you, after you, after you. They both went in together. They could barely fit. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They looked face to face with these bombs, and then they looked in each other's eyes, and they said, let's create something big.
something so big it can only be described in three words. World War III. World War III, baby. Regime Rhythm. From Russia with Kim. The only thing stronger than nuclear-powered ships are best friendships. Oh yeah.
Destruction.
Nuclear bromance. Let's see your nuclear bro dance. Mushroom cloud. Boom. Put your hands together if you can smell the inevitable doom.
Nuclear bromance.
Clap your hands if you're scared to death right now and you're peeing your pants because you're scared that you can't control anything and that your world's crumbling and the world is on fire. There's nothing we can do about it.
I am so afraid of this. Can we stop it now?
Let's cut it. Yeah, let's try it.
Wow! I could not stop laughing thinking about if I took my headphones off.
When you walked in, he was like, oh no, she knows what we're doing. I was like, she has no idea what we're doing.
No idea.
So that is called Nuclear Bromance.
We drop it on Spotify soon.
When you said, let's see your nuclear bromance. What did you say?
Bro dance. Yeah,
bro dance.
I was trying to think it's a rhyme for romance.
Oh.
That was funny, you guys.
That was a good one. I was proud. We got that done in like 30 minutes. That was great playing, Andrew.
Excellent.
That was so
performance.
Fun.
What? Can you this play all deal. Instruments?
No.
Dude, please start doing it every time we say a sad song.
Should I score the question?
I think you're already doing it. Because today's question needs to be pondered. It needs to be something that we look deep, deep into our hearts and ask ourselves, what? Why? Who, what, when, why, how? So guys, today's question sent in by a viewer. Should we trust North Korea?
Wow. Oh, gosh. Yeah. That is a tough question.
I know. Yeah.
At the end of the day, I have to say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's been a lot of things said over the past few decades, but I think, yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
We should trust North Korea.
100%.
You think so too, Andrew?
Yeah. I do.
Lily, what do you think?
No, I don't think that we should trust North Korea.
Jeez. Lily.
Okay.
All of humanity is hanging in the balance because of this question.
So we shouldn't trust North Korea when they say, hey, we don't like Americans and we want to destroy them. We shouldn't trust that they'll act on that, but we should just pretend like everything's okay with these threats.
They have huge weapons, Lil, that they could take out
weapons.
This country. We do think we should just trust them. We should, with our no guard up. Yeah, let's just
with
let's
our
just,
no guard up.
Yeah, let's go. Let's just let's oh, yeah, let's just forget about it.
I mean, Andy, it sounds like Lily's okay with these threats, and she's okay with the world just going into chaos with nuclear war.
And she's okay with putting everyone at risk.
Gosh, Lil. That.
No.
Well, guys, you heard it here first. Nuclear, sorry. Lily wants all of us to die in nuclear bomb war. nuclear war.
Well said.
Welcome to the show!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
That's empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!
Ha! Ninjas are dead!
That was great.
Brain fart!
Lily wants us to die in nuclear bomb.
You know,
that's what you get for making fun of me.
Yeah.
The guard up.
That was so hard and I shouldn't have done it because I completely you don't have the sustain pedal. So normally like you hit something and it rings out.
Yeah.
So I'm literally chicken pecking. Oh no.
That was fun.
That was very good.
That was very fun. That was very fun. Everyone.
That was a good time. Well, we'll see you guys later. Thanks for watching. What?
I have new contacts in my eyes. Oh,
my new contacts.
Like you're pointing. You're looking at me. She's doing this. Like, what? There's some
new sign language.
I'm crying. I didn't even know. No, I have new contacts. I can see everything.
Everything.
What? Talking like a baby. I got new contacts and I can see everything.
That's not what I said.
That is exactly what
like
you
this.
Said.
And I can see everything.
I can literally see everything. So yeah, Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong Un.
Dude, I thought it was fake. Did you see the video of them in the car? It's like their carpool karaoke. They have GoPros basically in the corners, and it's literally
and they're like laughing and driving this car.
I'm telling you, we're making a meme today of them listening to Ninjas of Butterflies while driving. Like,
yeah. We should do the song.
Definitely, yeah, that'd be so great.
Is crazy. Like it was like from Zoolander or something. Them in the car together.
They're just because
it's
Vladimir,
so surreal.
Yeah, he gifted Kim Jong Un a car. It was like a $300,000 vehicle from Russia.
Yeah,
he gifted him some dogs.
Did oh really? No. Yeah.
Kim Jong Un gifted Putin some dogs.
That's so funny.
Yeah, can you actually turn mine down a hair? Did you only do one notch?
I was gonna make a joke there, but I'm not going to.
Did you even? There you go. That's the same, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I'm not messing with you, okay. I promise.
That does sound better.
I went 2 clicks up.
Oh, okay.
Do you see them trying to get, like, they're offering each other to go through the door of the car?
Oh, yeah, get in the car first?
Yeah, because, like, they definitely didn't trust each other.
Yeah.
It's like, no, after you, please, no, after you.
Dude, I would love to see a breakdown of, like, world leaders and what their power moves are. It's like, never get in the car first. Or Trump with the handshake.
Do you know what Vladimir's power move is?
No.
So he almost always shows up late. Two things.
And
depending on how long it is, that's his respect for you or lack of respect.
That's interesting.
So like
if he shows up on time, he like respects the heck out of you.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
So he like showed up, I think Dylan Page broke it down, but he like showed up like 50 minutes late meeting the Pope, showed up like 3 hours late going to the UN, and like for Kim Jong-un, he was like a couple hours late.
Jeez.
That is so rude.
But he says they said that he's always been on time with meeting with China.
Zang.
Gotta keep them. Yeah, you gotta keep them best friends happy.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny because that's what I would do. That's what I do. Opposite, though. If I show up late, that's how much I love and respect you.
Oh.
So that's why you're always late. That's why I'm always late because I love you guys.
Clarity now about.
Yeah. So that's it. So that's what I did. But Hitler used to do that too for his speeches. He would make people wait for hours.
Who did?
Hitler.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a build-up.
They said Hillary.
I heard Hillary, too. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what gets said.
What's the difference? No, I'm kidding. That wasn't me. That was some southern guy that just possessed me for a second.
Yeah.
But that's what he did to build up anticipation. And, like, you know, like he thought that was, you know, like made him look more powerful and stuff like that. And like,
interesting.
Or just made you just kind of like a jerk. They're like, I don't know if I really want to hang out with this dude anymore. Should we follow this guy if he's 2 hours late?
So what's up? Seem kind of quiet.
I'm hanging out. Dude, I've been saying that because you know how Ada's saying right now is like, what's that person doing? What's Andy doing?
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes when I can't come up with something creative, I'll say something like, oh, they're just hanging out. And my mom called and she was like, Ada, what are you doing? And she said, hanging out.
That's awesome.
That's
funny.
That's cute.
That is amazing.
Oh,
it's just getting amazing. Big, dude. Getting big.
So we have an update on the Paris Poop River.
Oh,
okay.
The Poop River?
They recently did like a race in the river, like these swimmers.
Okay.
And there was a large majority of them that got so sick that they were literally throwing up blood.
Oh my goodness.
Like hospitalized.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Literally just from what's been happening in the room.
Yeah.
From all the chocolate croissants.
Yeah, and they tested floating. And then they tested the water and they said it is, you cannot swim in this.
Dude, that's
there's so much sewage in it.
Why would they do it? Why would they go ahead with it?
I don't know.
Golly.
Is there just like an Olympic race that they're trying to do in it, or is it just to do it?
I have no idea. I think there might be a race in it. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or maybe it's just to like put your best foot forward as a
best turd forward.
Right. Yeah.
Best poop forward.
So has what's his name been in it yet?
No, not yet. Yeah. It's a stinky river.
That is. And I just looked it up this morning. It's not until the end of July the Olympics start.
Yeah.
It's a bummer. I thought it was like, when I was a kid, I thought it went like all summer long. Didn't it feel like it went all summer long?
It did, yeah.
It's weird.
What's your favorite Olympic sport?
I do love the 100 meter. I feel like it's so fun, but it's like so quick. But the thing is, I've never really truly watched the Olympics. So I think this is the year that we kind of like, we should have like some type of like game for it or something. Like the Ninja Watchers can like, that's going to keep us interested.
Yeah. Dude. There's so many events.
We can play them all day long, too. That'd be great.
All day long.
No got up.
Dude. We can do that.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Olympics, have you know the word teopu or chopu, the wave in Tahiti? That's like a really gnarly thing. Yeah. That is Polynesia, but it is French Polynesia. So they're going to run the surf event.
Oh, no way.
At that wave. If they're swell. But what's so sketchy is you have all these people from like landlocked nations now because of wave pool technology who are sending surfers whose only experience is like tiny little bathtub waves.
And now they're going to be competing.
If that wave breaks on like 2 feet, 2 to 3 feet of water over live coral reef that's razor sharp. So if you're looking for like a spectacle, the surfing events in the Summer Olympics are going to be absolutely insane.
I didn't know they had surfing in the Olympics.
Just last go around, it got added.
But it's not a sport.
Watch it.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
I love when people like, just like, especially like, no, that's not a sport. Yes, it is.
Do you like the Winter Olympics or the Summer Olympics more?
I think I like the summer for sure. Yeah. Winter's fun, but like, just summer just has a cool vibe to it.
I can lock in on the snowboarding, but other than that. And what's the one with the ice and the
curling?
Curling, yeah.
That's a crazy sport.
That's so fun.
And
I love it that it's just like literally just dads. It looks just like full grown, just 40-year-old dads just killing it in sports, professional athletics. And it's just hilarious to me.
I think one of the coolest winter sports in the Olympics is the cross country skiing with the rifles.
What?
I haven't seen this.
What?
You've never seen this? They cross-country ski with a rifle.
Really?
And there's different places where they stop and they have to shoot a target and then keep going.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
What the heck?
What's the Florida version?
I mean, I guess that makes sense of like,
I don't know.
They probably created that a long time ago because that's what people probably did. Like, you know, like skied and hunted. Wow.
Mine's gymnastics. Thanks for asking.
No one watches gymnastics.
You can just speak up and say, I like gymnastics. My brain is so focused on the song still. Like, I keep hearing the music.
Really?
It's really hard for me to get out of it. Dude, it's
stuck in my head.
You got to quit living in the past, man.
I know.
You got to quit living in the past.
I know, dude. Tell me about it.
I just saw the highlight this morning of Katie Ledecky. You remember watching her swimming in the Olympics when she beat, like, everyone by 20 seconds?
No.
You remember seeing that?
Yeah.
Like, when they literally were panning on the camera view, they zoomed out, and yet you still couldn't see the people behind her.
Because
there was that much room. She was so how could you be that fast within an Olympic sport? Like, that good?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to me.
That is crazy.
Like, just to be that good over every single buddy in the world?
Did you see that one where it's like the speed skating, you know, where they, like, do that circle?
Yeah.
Their blades are, like, super long?
Yeah.
Did you see that one? It was, like, a lady from China. She, at the beginning, they usually, like, stay together in place. And she just took off and then lapped them. And then was sitting in the back, but she was in first place. And they just went, and they thought that they finished, but they still had to lap her. Does that make sense?
They had to go around another time.
Yeah.
But
because
the
one lady, she took off and lapped him.
Because there's no rule about like how fast you can get going before you pass the threshold. So she like sat 5 yards behind the pack, and about, you know, maybe 50 yards before the start, she just started escalating down the side. So she was blind in everyone's blind spot. So she took off, and it was like, there's no chance.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like, my thing is like, why isn't everyone just going as fast as they possibly can? I don't understand that sport, apparently. It's like,
yeah.
Well, it's why are you waiting?
Because of the start. You imagine like if you're running like
but why doesn't everyone start off fast then?
Well, no one ever did. Like,
that's,
like
that's crazy because
it's like, all right, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know, I kind of think it's like the NASCAR thing where it's like, why doesn't everybody just send it into the wall? It's like no one's thought of it or done it yet.
You know what my brain can't comprehend is the way they line up in track and field when they're running and how it always appears as though somebody has an advantage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with the how the rings go out.
Yes.
The lanes.
You got to think about you're making a bigger circle. You're running this guy.
In the it messes making, with my head, too.
Yeah.
It's like I understand it, but looking at it, it's like, I want the inner track for sure if I'm racing.
What doesn't make sense?
Isn't somebody still running a larger distance regardless?
No.
No.
How?
Because it's literally just like the exact same. Like, so you have the inner circle, right? And then you're literally just creating something that's bigger, but you're giving them a head start. So, yes, they have to run more.
But they still have to complete the circle and go where they started.
No, they measure how much distance the whole 400 meters or whatever you're doing is. And then they just make sure that's exact because they give you a head start because you're running more of the outside. But if they started the exact same time, you'd be running a whole lot more.
So he's running.
Yeah, you're right.
He's running a larger distance.
You have to have a head start.
That's why they're staggered. That makes sense.
He gets a head start, but he's still running a larger distance.
No, if the eighth place person started back where the first place person was, but they were in that outside lane, then they'd be running more. But they get a huge head start because that distance is the exact same.
And then he finishes where the first guy was lined up.
Yeah, because they all have a straight one at the end. That's a straight finish line. You know what doesn't make sense is like the marathon running. Like the people that are in the way back.
Yes.
It's like, how could you possibly think, yeah, I'm going to get first?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I guess they probably do. Yeah, they stack them, right? Because you have times that you submit.
It's like based on your category.
So, the faster people are in the back. Okay,
that
makes
sense. Win women's age group, whatever, which is you would be in the women's 50 plus age group.
Yeah, and I'd crush them.
Speaking of crushing them, you want to hear a fun fact about Genghis Khan?
Sure.
See, again, I think Genghis Khan and Attila the Hun, I got mixed up last time. Genghis Khan is the one that killed like millions.
Yeah.
And like Attila the Hun didn't have those quite those numbers.
And then who's the Mongolian guy?
Genghis Khan.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's Genghis Khan, even to this day, had the largest empire ever in human history. Basically took over from like Korea all the way into Europe. And like he had sections of India, like all of China, Russia.
Seriously?
Took it over.
One guy. Whoa.
And did you know that one out of 200 men have his DNA?
Dude, that's kind of cool. One out of 200?
One out of 200 men have his DNA.
He was busy.
He was. And yeah, they said that it's estimated at least 16 million men carry his gene.
Well, that's kind of twisted.
It's crazy.
That's wild. When are we going to take a DNA test?
We have to do it. We've been talking about it forever. We just got to buy them. What is it? Ancestry or what? Is the
23andMe? I think I would rather do the Ancestry.
Yeah, it's
just because you get actual names, right? Like people and stuff.
I think so.
And then you could trace your lineage, right? From there.
I think one is better at Ancestry and one is better at DNA markers.
Yeah. Which one? 23andMe is the DNA.
Which one do you think it is?
I think Ancestry is Ancestry.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, are you really asking me right now?
That's funny. But yeah, it's insane.
That is really crazy. I mean, it's kind of twisted when you think about it, like a little too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was definitely a conqueror and not a good guy. But
he wasn't a good guy.
But it'd be kind of cool to be related to Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be so funny if one of you was and I wasn't.
If I was more Asian than Andrew. Wait a minute.
What if we end up finding out that there's some weird like correlation and like all of the people that have that same gene are named Kyle?
That would be like they're all Kyles.
All Kyles.
Every Kyle is a Genghis Khan.
They're just drinking their Monster energy.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Punching holes in walls.
They're so aggressive.
Have you seen people?
There's something inside me. I just don't know what it is. You don't understand me, Mom.
There's this part of me that's just so angry.
I just got an Asian overlord in my soul. But don't we all?
No, we do.
Yep.
Don't we all have a little Genghis in us?
What are you saying?
No, that's the, you know, like how often do you think about the Roman Empire? You ask anyone close to Asian. It's Genghis Khan.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's our Roman Empire.
That makes sense.
I watched a documentary on him yesterday, and it was just fascinating how smart he was.
Yeah.
And He was actually, he implemented freedom of religion. So you could have whatever religion you wanted. You could be Buddhist, Christian, Jewish, whatever.
That's the misconception, is he actually wasn't brutal. He just was. Well, he didn't just show up and start being brutal. It was like, if you oppose me, that's what's coming. And he had the empire behind him. But it was like, if you want to do this diplomatically and pay your tax, I'll be benevolent.
Well, yeah, what he would do is that he would go into these countries and cities and stuff and say, surrender or everyone's going to die. Yeah. And if they didn't surrender, he would kill everyone except like a handful of people and told them, go to the next place and tell them that if they don't surrender, everyone will die.
Gee.
And so he just did that. Kept on doing it.
I mean, that's a good method.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Effective. Dude, we're watching, we wanted like something similar to The Patriot, and we're watching a movie that I had heard the title before but never heard of. It's called The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
Never heard of it.
Cillian Murphy is starring in it. It was filmed in 2006, and it's about Ireland becoming a republic, Southern Ireland becoming its own republic.
It's like the beginning of the IRA.
Is it good?
It's pretty
good. It's good so far. It's a little slow.
Is it like a drama? Action?
Action, drama.
Really? Yeah, it makes you really dislike the British.
Really?
Yeah. Again.
Yeah. Is it pretty accurate, though, you feel like?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's also, it does make you dislike the IRA, too, how they did things.
It seems like it's very accurate storytelling, because you're like, you didn't have to do it this way. You didn't have to kill everybody.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most accurate movie depiction of America?
That's a really good question.
Like, what's something that, like, it doesn't have to be necessarily about America, but it's, like, based in America, and it's like, yeah, that feels very true to what it is.
I don't know. It's probably hard to say, right? Because...
Yeah, it's changing forever.
Yeah.
And we're so blind to what...
Yeah, obviously, probably... like, the propaganda is, like, they're always going to make America look really good.
I think it's La La Land.
I think so, too, yeah.
I think if you showed that to anybody outside of America, they would be like, I get it.
Yeah. It's probably Les Mis.
Just do something completely. Crocodile Dundee, maybe? Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Shrek, probably.
Probably. That probably has more cultural significance than most art nowadays.
Yeah.
I agree.
So what's new with everyone?
Oh, not a lot. Just enjoying the summer, Josh.
Yeah?
Yeah, just having a good time.
Very hot.
Did you see how hot
it got in India?
No.
It's record heat. That, like, they've never had it this hot in India. I think it's getting up to, like, almost 130 degrees in parts of India.
Dude, no freaking way.
There's, like, the streets are melting.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that would, like, you can't, I mean, how does that happen?
I don't know.
That's crazy, dude.
Climate change.
It's not as bad as what's happening in Britain, though.
Oh, yeah, the UK. Dude,
77 degrees? People are having heat strokes over there.
All the
people are literally complaining.
In like France and the UK and stuff, they're like, they have a heat wave coming, and there's just like pictures of them like just sweating and like pouring water on their heads. And it's like, it was literally 78 degrees
Fahrenheit?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
What are we doing?
Okay.
I will say they don't have AC though.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true.
But still.
Can we comment?
That's your fault.
Can we comment on these degenerate punks? In the climate change community, vandalizing Stonehenge.
Yeah. Now, I saw where they got it right. I saw this morning where they clipped where they literally broke into Taylor Swift's like airfield and they spray painted her car or jet and everything like that. I'm like, do that.
That's cool.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Stonehenge makes no sense.
No.
I saw like an old lady was trying to tackle him. Like, just like, don't do that.
Dude, I know.
I don't understand.
What are you doing? Dude, the Swifties are going to come after you for that comment. Dude,
no, I mean, get over it. Get over it.
This behavior.
Go get them.
This behavior makes me want to not support your cause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real. It just doesn't make sense. I want to see like how they plan out, how they connect the dots in the meeting. They're like, what did they try to break the glass of the Magna Carta?
Yeah.
Recently they're trying like this doesn't make sense.
Vandalizing art. And it's just
like you'll get us on your side if you start like, sorry to say it, but like government, like not government buildings, but like big CEOs, like occupying Wall Street, kind of like how they did back then. It's like do something, go after the man, not after like people who enjoy art and history.
Yeah. Silly people.
Those are for kids.
Speaking about art and history, I learned a fun fact and it's crazy. Did you know after the Civil War, there was 100,000 Confederate soldiers that moved down to Brazil? And they still have a city in Brazil, and it's called Americana.
What the heck?
Yeah.
100,000 Confederate soldiers went down to the south of Brazil to say, like, hey, we're going to keep the South alive in a new country.
Yeah, they literally revolted after. I mean, like, not revolted, just left, just right after the Civil War.
And we'll every year they have a festival.
Oh, no.
Where it's commemorating the Confederate soldiers. And look at this. This is literally...
It's crazy. I'm so glad you saw this because I saw it
look
too.
At that.
Because...
No!
That's in Brazil.
Stop!
And apparently they said the city's actually nice. They had no idea. Like, there's some people that have went there and said, we had no idea that's what the history of this town was, but it's actually a pretty nice city.
That's crazy. Yeah,
apparently... Like the older people in Americana, Brazil, they have a combination of a southern accent with when and they like roll their R's.
So dude, that's
like, so like Brazil or how'd you do that? Like,
Brazil.
Yeah, we live in Brazil.
That's crazy.
But yeah, apparently the southern accent's starting to fade out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it was insane to me. But they said so 100,000 soldiers and their families moved down to Brazil and they started planting like just tobacco, cotton, all this stuff. And it says that half of them, like 10 years in, ended up leaving because they're like, this is really hard to keep up with all these crops and stuff. And it's like, well, yeah, because you don't have slaves.
Yeah, that was my thing. It's like whenever they said they were like, they did a lot for farming the land, it's like, who did they use for? I mean, like, hopefully it was just them. Like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, golly, dude.
I just thought that was crazy.
I'm struggling to believe that's true. It's like, how have we never like had a conversation about 100,000?
That's
I know. I just learned that this week.
Especially in the 1800s. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That are leaving the U.S.
Migratory trail. Like, was it on ships? Was it
It probably had to have been ship because it's like, you can see in Brazil, it's like southern Brazil, but like towards the coast. Because I can't imagine that they would trek across America
but their currency,
and go down.
When did they leave? Because their currency became null. There's like a ton of Confederate soldiers because they all traded in for Confederate coin rather than.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess the president of Brazil at the time, I don't know if he was...
Whatever he was.
Yeah. He welcomed them. And like he's like, yeah, come on. Come live here.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Like the opposite of Lewis and Clark.
I know.
Like just like leading this whole voyage down there.
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing like just like respectable about it. It's like, wow, look at them go. It's like, no, they're like, I hate these people. I want to get away from them.
It's crazy.
Dude, I know nothing about like the original indigenous like Brazilian communities
Or like the rainforest like those villages got started, like that'd be fascinating to learn.
We've touched on South America and like especially on the west coast with like the Easter Island looking heads and stuff that they find or like totems that look like Polynesia.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know,
bro. I was hanging out on the Yes Theory travel page and I found tickets to Chile for $300 round trip.
That is crazy.
What?
That's wild.
I know. Should we go?
Let's go.
Let's
do it.
I really need to get a passport.
By the way, yesterday, Kelsey found out that Mr. Bean and Mr. Beast are not the same person.
That's really funny.
Wait, yeah, what?
Because we were sitting down and watching, just having dinner, and we're watching some YouTube and everything like that, and I show the girls, because they're watching this other kid YouTuber that's kind of like a Mr. Beast ripoff, and I'm like, let me show you actually like Mr. Beast, and they've never seen before. And then Kelsey's like, oh my gosh. It's like you wouldn't believe it. The girls just told me today, like, the difference between Mr. Bean and Mr. Beast. And she's like, I always thought he was, like, part of the character, like, the cartoon that they did of Mr. Bean and stuff. And I was like, no. She's
that
like, yeah, this was
so
a big change.
It is so funny.
Do you know his net worth is $700
million?
Mr. Beast, not Mr. Bean.
That's crazy, though, dude.
It's insane.
How much, like, he says, oh, he puts all the money back into the videos. Do you think that's true?
I don't think he does. I don't think it's possible to put that much money back into videos.
No, but have you seen his warehouse and stuff? He gives a lot of money away.
That's true.
But he also has certain, like, businesses, like the chocolate. And
Watching some of his, like, some of his older videos or recent ones. I don't even know, but it's crazy because it's so, like, it used to be, like, just one challenge and you win money, but it's, like, every 30 seconds, it's a new challenge, and he's giving away $10,000.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, next person. It's like, this isn't even fun.
He also does a ton of humanitarian stuff because he has that. He has
the other tree YouTube thing for sure.
He has another YouTube channel to where it's only humanitarian stuff. So like he went to, where was it? Somewhere in Africa, I think. He went and literally built them a new hospital.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so he does like a ton of stuff
and
like that
too. The water, he brought the water to the village. The wells, one time. And then the, what was it? The thing he did with the blind people.
Yeah.
It's like, that's like, crazy, dude.
Yeah. Cool. So he does some really cool stuff. Last I saw, he was living in his studio. Like he like lives in an apartment in his studio.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's very like not flashy.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
A lot of those people who achieve stuff like that are like that. Like we've talked about Elon Musk and his trailer that he lives in.
Yeah.
What's his, he's like seven, how many billions? Yeah, it's like 700 or something crazy. I mean,
he at one point was the richest man in the world, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to look up his net worth.
Crazy. Don't look up my net worth. It'll embarrass me.
Speaking of net worth though, did you guys see that? We got it. Don't go anywhere. GCEA. GCEA. Oh, it's time for you to go to Sunday Cool.
Where we have print shirts
and stickers
and hats and other things too. SundayCool.com for you.
SundayCool.com, get your stuff today.
I wish I could never remember that.
It's okay. You can right now. Oh, man. I snapped my fingers. Now I forgot everything. Everything. Josh, one sec. I'm going to hold you, buddy. Don't freak out.
Ew.
I'm looking for a man who eats beans, bananas, and toast.
And beans.
And toast.
And beans. And toast. 6'5".
Wasn't that ad something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something, Josh.
It was something. Won't forget about that for a long time.
Wish I could. But I can't.
I wish I could as well. did you do that thing where you
Question corner with Lily, with questions fresh on our mind.
Okay.
Never matches the energy.
I know.
Okay.
Okay, so today's question.
Somebody
Hey, go like this.
I'm not doing that.
See, she's so reserved.
Dude.
I'm not.
She holds back.
I'm not.
You're not giving everybody what they want.
That's exactly.
You got to commit to the bit.
I do that to Ada and Jane when they're like mad or grumpy.
Yeah.
I just go, hey. And they're like, oh, I'm not mad anymore.
You're going to have to do that when they're like teenagers. Dad, I love him. Can't you see? Hey.
Guys, stop.
Okay.
Jeez.
Sorry, we're just trying to bring up the energy for your segment.
Watch it.
Segment.
Sake and segment. Segment. I like it. Segment. I like it.
Bring it for your segment.
I'm not the enemy here. She is.
That's you know what? You're calling. Right.
That's a pot calling the kettle black.
Whoa. I don't think you can say that. I don't think you can say that.
You just call me a pot?
What the heck?
You say leg, meg, big.
Do your question.
If gaining lives like in a video game were actually possible, how do you think you would be able to gain them? What would you need to collect?
Like a power, like a, you have to grab something and be like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But it'd have to be something that like's not super easy, right?
Yeah.
Like what's something you do in your everyday life that like maybe isn't super hard, but isn't super, you know, super
not,
easy.
Not convenient. Probably finding the TV remote.
After losing it?
Yeah.
Okay. You would have to collect like probiotics or shots of Metamucil or something.
No, I'm doing the TV remote.
I got mine. It's you guys remember Zelda, the fishing you could do in the middle of Zelda?
I think so.
Like the sinking worm, and there's like a bass pond. For me, it'd be catching fish.
Nice.
What about you?
Yeah, what about you?
Little cookies.
Cookies?
That's easy.
That's too easy.
I like cookies.
Okay.
That's just not fun. I was just thinking
I feel like it needs to be a challenge.
It needs to be something.
No, it's you had to, like in a video game where you pick it up.
But you have to find it.
What video game?
I'm thinking like they're sought after. Pac-Man or something.
They're sought after. You have to like fight for them.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to think of something that I don't do on the regular, but it would be difficult. Like every time I hit something with my car, I gain a life, right?
Is that it?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of something fun.
Yeah.
Instead of saying cookies.
Cookies.
I was going to say Pokeballs.
No, it's...
But I answered. It's too easy.
Eating cookies?
You just go to the grocery store and buy unlimited lives?
Maybe the cookies are hiding.
What if you have to make the cookies and eat them?
And then homemade? No, it's not possible.
It's like a just a loaf of sourdough.
It's impossible. You're being irrational now.
Oh yeah. Nothing.
No, I think I would have to. Yell a really violent phrase or like a uncomfortable phrase in a public place.
Or a slur
or something.
Okay.
Just like my favorite slur of the day, whatever I'm thinking, and then I have to yell it in order. So there's a little bit of embarrassment, a little bit of like shun.
You have to go
shunning.
You have to go pants an old man.
Oh.
Hey, who goes here? Who opened a window?
Where are my pants?
Grandpa,
not again! You're in the produce aisle.
Where am I?
Grandpa, put down the knife.
Is this Bangladesh?
Grandpa, no.
You're in the fruit section.
Let Grandma go.
Okay, ready, Andrew?
Is your name Charlie?
Yes. Yes. Andrew has a read, and he's gonna show us right now.
Who are you? Oh, no.
Where am I?
Let him go! Tell me!
That was weird.
It's on the way. Text.
I yelled commie, but I couldn't remember what it was short for. And I was like, hope it's not bad, but I just forgot it's communist. I was like, oh, no, we're good.
Commie? This reel is just an intro to a conversation.
Are you texting or?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know why the internet's being so slow.
Boom, 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 boom. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
Three. It's really out on. Three, two, one.
Pay attention, America, especially if you live in New York City, because they just passed legislation. New York 2.13. The government now has legal authority to remove residents from their homes and force them into quarantine camps. There is no age restriction. Children can be removed from their homes without parental consent. They do not need to warn citizens when they are coming or how long they must be quarantined. You will be required to take any steps the state mandates, including taking medications against your will. There is no due process, no court hearing, and no rule of law, as the government may now abduct citizens in the name of public health.
Okay. That's very good.
So, all good things, all good things.
All good things.
So, right. So I looked up all the things he referenced. He's talking about an article that's found on LinkedIn. He's not necessarily speaking about the rule New York 2.18. I think it's 2.1. Yeah, 2.13. And so I went and I read the 28-page document, and I just want to read you guys a couple of the different things that this now says. A buddy of mine in New York sent me that video. He's like, hey, I think you'd find this interesting. This is something that they just passed. But I guess in light of the pandemic, what they did is they gave all this authority to the health commissioner, and then following the pandemic, it got ruled, hey, this is unconstitutional, so they took it away. But then a judge just reversed the reversal and said they didn't bring all their documents. So power has been handed back over to the health commissioner. Let me read you a few of these things. It says the State Department of Health or local health authority consistent with any direction issued by the state commissioner of health has the authority to monitor such person to ensure compliance with the order. Does not say how they monitor, just says they have the right to monitor. to coordinate with local law enforcement to ensure that such person complies with their order. It goes on saying that anyone who violates a public health order is subject to civil and criminal penalties. And then the creepiest part, and I'll just paraphrase it, but it says that they can actually show up and take people to put them in. They say whether it's confinement at a hospital, it can be confinement in your home.
That's what they do in China.
A cage.
But then it says, or other facilities that the commissioner deems necessary or sufficient. And so, which all sounds good, right?
Pretty vague on that last part.
But that's the problem.
Hospital, with this. A home, a whole
prison.
But literally none of, there's like a whole thing of definitions, but none of it's clear enough to say like, you know, what exactly it is.
Well, what's creepy is I remember this was like a conspiracy years ago, probably 10 plus years ago. People started noticing that FEMA was putting up camps in different cities. Like, it looked like concentration camps.
Yeah.
And it's just like, they've been doing that for a while. So it seems like they are setting up for something.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's scary.
So, like, let's playing devil's advocate. Like, if the zombie apocalypse, like, starts happening and there's just people going absolutely bananas, obviously, like, don't let them out. keep them confined.
But that's literally what they're doing in China though during COVID. Like they would go into your home and they would take you and then they would put you in a quarantine area. And they literally built buildings for them to be in quarantine. Yep.
But think about how easily they put everyone in quarantine without, you know, now they're like pulling back all the research that was absolute, you know.
Yeah. Well, they did mandatory testing too. So like every day you'd have to go out and get tested.
Yeah, there's multiple versions of being like diagnostic. It's both like symptomatic and testing. But so if the health commissioner is like kind of how they did with COVID, it's like, hey, these are sneezing symptoms. Someone sneezes. I don't think this document clearly says
that
they won't do something to you. And this is, again, just for citizens of New York, but
well, you know what's crazy too?
Phew!
Is that they for sure did try to do a second strain of COVID, because remember they were talking about it like maybe less than a year ago.
Delta.
Yeah, it was like this year, and they're like, it's starting to come into America, and everyone's just like, we don't
whatever
care anymore.
Yeah, because the thing is, if we would have just handled it right from the get-go, if we had just been like, you know, hey, you know, like we talked about, like the first time where it's like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever, it's like figure it out.
Yeah.
But then it's like it was stretched out for so long. It was like, this is crazy, man.
I think it was done on purpose.
No.
No.
But that's just the conspiracy theorist in me.
There's something that I
don't
just...
Don't judge me.
I really don't understand viruses, and I'm freaked out because I saw like this thing on TikTok today. It was a pediatrician coming out and talking about all the cases she's seeing in her office of bacterial pneumonia in children.
Oh, geez.
And she was like, maybe I saw two or three cases in the wintertime a year, but now it's like... tens of kids are coming in
in
the summertime with it. And people are commenting, they're like, since COVID, we have just been perpetually sick. And it's just because these viruses have bulked up.
Yeah.
They got strong, baby.
They got that dog in them.
Got a dog flu.
It's scary.
Speaking of kids and the U.S. government, guess what I found out this week?
What'd you find out?
Do you know where public schools buy their food from for lunches?
Ooh.
Cisco.
Bali.
From the Department of Defense.
What?
The DOD?
The DOD.
Shout out my brother.
Why? Hey,
it's a, from what I heard and saw, it's a total scheme. To where Department of Defense, they go out to these food companies and they get the contracts and then they turn around and sell it to the public school systems. And so like they are in complete control over this profit line.
Oh, that's scary.
They said that. I think they said that.
I mean,
the school lunches is the only thing that's profitable in public schools.
That would make sense.
It would make sense. Yeah. But like hiking up prices and like,
yeah,
their choice, like the school doesn't have a say in what they can get for lunch. They are totally dependent on the Department of Defense to provide the food. And if something is recalled, they are refunded, but then they'll never get that food back. So they said like one case, they got bananas for the school, but they never ripened. They were just green until they like rotted.
Yeah.
What?
And so they sent them all back and they're refunded, But then there's no more bananas. Like, they never did bananas again.
Interesting.
It's just weird.
That
it's
is like super weird.
Department of Defense controlling the school lunches, I thought was super weird.
Yeah, I guess weird. I'm ignorant to that connection because that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, why would you want to monopolize that? Like, would it, why wouldn't you want to push for state Ryan, like, giving food and stuff? You know, like, it's different
just corporations. Just man wanting to get some moolah.
Moolah.
Or, what are they putting in that food?
Yeah.
Bro, have you seen,
like... Obesity is the number one killer in the U.S. right
also
now.
But also, any type of freaking chemicals they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
MK Ultra.
Brainwashing.
You know what MK, the K stands for? Kindergarten.
Oh.
Dang.
Middle school, M.
Oh. Ultra?
Ultra.
Undergrad.
Talk about ultra high school.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you seen the school lunches in France?
No.
It's awesome.
Are they great?
Dude, yeah. It's like they get served like 3-course meals.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
And they're so healthy.
Dude, it's crazy now how much kids have to pay for lunches at school now.
How much is it? I don't know.
Like, it's nuts. Like, sometimes, like, I mean, I can't give you actual dollar amounts, but I remember, like, every time I would go teach at schools, they'd have to give me a card. But, like, there were some kids that couldn't eat because they didn't have, money on their card. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, this is absolutely wild. And they have, there's a lot of places that have, like, huge choices now, like, literally a concession stand of food. I'm like, man, you guys are lucky.
We called it the a la carte line.
The a la carte.
Dude, I used to have milk bags when I lived in California. Like, it would literally be a bag of chocolate milk that you'd have to squeeze, and then you would take a straw, and then you have to punch it, and then you would suck it, and it literally just became like this goo-sucked-in bag. It was so weird.
Yum.
Weird.
Yum.
Have you guys seen the lunches in Japan? That's no. I think that's my favorite nation. The kids,
I bet that's great.
The kids make their food. They actually, like, all, like, prep their, like, vegetables, and they cook a meal.
That's cool.
Why don't they do that? That's like free labor, but also you're like teaching them skills.
It's like home ec.
Yeah. Like teacher, like, yeah, exactly. That'd be so good. Yeah. That'd be great for people.
You imagine coming home and you were like, knew you were going to cook something and your daughters had like already diced up the veggies.
Yeah.
You were like, this is awesome.
Of course, Andy's advocating for like food in school. Why don't we get to eat as much food as we want?
Free labor. What's kids cooking me food. Let's do this, America.
Why are we dragging our feet?
What's the best school lunch food? Like what? Like bro. What every day? Was it pizza day?
Dude, there used to be mashed potatoes and brown gravy with chicken fries.
Dude.
And those were bomb.
I love the mini corn dogs.
Bro, I want school lunch so bad right now.
The square pizzas?
Square pizzas.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What were some other ones?
My favorite school meal was Swedish meatballs with noodles. Egg noodles.
I went to high school. I did a program called a collegiate high school in... It was actually on a college's campus, and so all the like meals and stuff was a college cafeteria. So it was like burgers and chicken tenders and stuff.
That's the best.
Yeah, it was flipping good.
That's good stuff.
You know, it's also
had access to my college diner.
Dude, it was so bad. I was having chicken sandwiches with nacho cheese on them. I was like right out of high school. I was like, I never had that much food in my life, and I was like, this is crazy. And that's where all the weight gain started, baby.
I would pay like a meal plan now if there was like just a restaurant that was basically like a college dorm place.
When is Sunday Cool gonna do that?
I don't know.
We need a cafeteria in here.
Yeah,
get it done, Josh.
All right, I'll do it.
Come on.
I might just do a roller dog thing and just leave it out there. Honor system bucket,
dude. Nice. I'm gonna buy one of those rollers and then I'm gonna make some stuff to bring in the office.
Like people your own could taquitos and stuff.
People could just come in here and just buy them. That actually wouldn't be a bad gig.
Do it.
Our office just smells like grease all the time.
You always ask people, what does the office smell like to you? It's like, it definitely would. Like,
your skin would look great, though.
That's true.
It would just be so glossy.
That's true. Speaking of skin looking great.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that story from Isaiah where the Assyrian army was marching to Jerusalem and God said that I will not let them enter Jerusalem, and he sent his angel, an angel came down and killed the entire army.
Dang.
Yeah. Well, didn't he tell him like to look, to look down, and then the angel was there? Like, cause he, I can't remember.
So this is what it says in Isaiah. it says, therefore, thus said the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city or shoot an arrow there or come before it with a shield or cast up a siege mound against it. By the way that he came, by the way he shall return, and he shall not come into the city, declares the Lord. For I will defend the city to save it for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. And an angel of the Lord went down and struck down 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And then it goes on. But they had apparently just found proof of that battle.
No way.
Yeah.
No way?
What's the what's the reference to that?
That is Isaiah 37, 33 through 38.
Okay.
But yeah, this guy, this archaeologist, he went and he found this, he was like digging and found this old ancient Assyrian coin looking thing. Mm-hmm. And basically what it was, if I understand it right, it was a layout for an army and like what mountain peaks that they're at and stuff. And he's like, oh, this matches what I've seen in this one region, but no one had explored or dug or lived in this region for thousands of years. And so he went there and did pictures and stuff, and sure enough, it matched up exactly where this battle would have taken place.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane, dude.
And I think they're still continuing to dig and like find stuff of like the Assyrian soldiers and whatnot.
I love that. They're like, I've been rereading Case for Christ just to like, because it was the first Christian book I ever read, and it was given by my youth pastor, and it's like, it's just a refresher, you know. It just makes you just realize just how crazy it is on like reality terms. But it talks about just how everything, there's no archaeological evidence that suggests the Bible isn't real. Like, there's like archaeologically speaking, like there's nothing that says like it doesn't point against it. And so that's the cool thing, is when we keep digging, it's happened. Because I think it was either Peter or Paul who talked about just like this one. There was like this this building that had five red shades, like that, like overlaid it. And when they dug it up later on, literally there's five.
It's crazy.
Red painted shades, and it's like, that's wild.
Yeah,
like you just keep confirming it over and over and over again. It's just, that'd be so scary. Also, being struck down by an angel.
What
does that look like?
That's what my brain went, dude. Like,
it said one angel.
One angel,
185,000 soldiers.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Like, how does that look like? Is that all at once, or is it like you're just like, you're running for your life?
Yeah.
And this thing's just hunting you down, dude.
That'd be so scary.
I mean, think about the legends that's what I'm interested in. I wonder if there's like Assyrian like lore.
Yeah.
You know, of like this, if they call it a god or something descended.
Yeah.
Wow. You know,
but there's something else, archaeological finds, according to the Bible stuff, that they found.
Well said. Jinx.
This was actually listening to this on Blurry Creatures, episode 244. This guy named Jim Barfield has somehow figured out where all of King Solomon's treasures are, including the Ark of the Covenant.
Money.
Dude.
And it was found, there's this, it's called the Dead Sea Copper Scroll. Mm-hmm. So when they found the Dead Sea Scrolls, there was this copper scroll, and forever they didn't really know what it meant. And he was a investigator for the fire department, like that was his job and stuff. So he's like, I kind of want to give this a shot. And what he said, like just thinking from a perspective that no one else has thought of, he literally figured it out in like 15 minutes. And he's like, this is not like a piece of literature. He says, it's literally like a treasure map. And it was placed there. And he's like, I know that sounds so silly to say it's a treasure map.
Dude, someone call Nicolas Cage right now.
But what are we doing?
But what's crazy is, because they were talking about the red heifer and stuff and how this hasn't happened for 2,000 years, right? But what they also really need to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem is the Ark of the Covenant and all of the ceremonial cups and stuff that they used within the temple.
Right.
Yeah. And this site has it all. And so he's been getting shut down by the Israeli government for digging.
So where is it at?
It's it's close to Israel. It's where the Dead Sea, Scrolls were found.
Wow.
But it's like in different mounds. And basically, long story short, there's one man that worked for the government of Israel. This guy went to him and told him like, hey, I found this stuff. And he's like, okay. And he's like, that's, I don't know if I believe you or not. And long story short, he got invited to Israel. He's been a couple times. And the guy said, bring a metal detector with you.
Yeah.
And he's like, this wasn't like your one on the beach. He's like, I have like a really big one. And the scan or whatever that can dictate from just metal to what's called like fine metal, i.e.
Yeah.
gold, silver and stuff. he went to these places where he's like, I know it's here. Sure enough, ringing, and it's there.
Dude.
So they're working to see how they can go and excavate it now.
Bro.
Just and he says, take a shovel.
But you have to get, the Israeli government, they're just shutting it down.
You're going to come take my shovel from my hands?
They'll probably shoot you.
Okay, here's my question that I don't understand about archaeology.
Okay.
We go and discover the Dead Sea Scrolls and all these amazing things, and nobody's like, hey, let's dig up a couple more places in the vicinity to see if there's anything more significant.
It's just red tape, dude. Crazy. That's all it is.
And it's the speed at which you excavate. Because if you discover something of value, you literally don't know what you're going to destroy by kicking over a rock or putting a shovel in.
I see.
So when you're, that's why a lot of like illegal treasure hunters make a lot of the discoveries, because they're doing it for negative reasons and they just quickly go through everything trying to find something. But for all the skeptics out there, I looked up the Copper Scroll and I found a translation into English. And so here's the opening sentence on the Copper Scroll SQ15, according to the College of Letters, Arts and Sciences, USC Dornsife. Here's the quote in English. In the fortress, which is in the valley of Achor, 40 cubits under the steps entering to the east, a money chest and its contents of weight of 17 talents.
Yeah, and he said a talent is, 70 pounds, So, there's hundreds of thousands of pounds of gold, silver, stuff that belonged to King Solomon that are buried in these sites. He said there's 10 locations, 10 or 5 locations where this stuff is buried.
So we've been looking for Solomon's treasure for forever, and this one guy's like, oh, this thing is talking about a treasure map.
And that's why...
thousands of years later.
And he's not an archaeologist. He doesn't have his PhD in anything. He's just looked at it from just an investigative point of view. And he's like, oh, this is what it's saying. It's here, 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 and here. And then when he went to these people, these archaeologists, they're like, you're an idiot. You have no idea what you're talking about. And he's like, can I show you? And then they're just like, they're like, this goes against everything that we've ever known about this scroll. And then he went to this one rabbi and showed him. And at first his rabbi is just like, okay, yeah, show me what you mean by you know where King Solomon's gold is in the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
And he showed him. And the rabbi was like, and he stood up, grabbed his face and kissed him on each cheek and says, you have no idea what this means.
Wow.
He said, this is the beginning of ushering in the Messiah.
Well, for us.
For us. The second coming. But for them, they would think it's the Messiah coming for the first time. But for us, it's just
a firefighter, dude.
Yeah.
Bringing it down the house, man.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Bro, yeah. I don't know exciting. If it's the power of suggestion, but just hearing what Andrew read, it's like, duh.
Yeah, I know.
listen to this. I'm looking up what's a talent worth. This is crazy. If you go by the various translations in the Bible, NIV translates 10,000 talents just to 10,000 bags of gold, but the Living Bible translates it to 10 million. And you're right, it's a great deal of money. The Old Testament word for talent appears when describing how much gold Israelites used to build the tabernacle. It was a unit of measurement weighing, 75 pounds, contained precious metals like silver and gold. But the Israelites used 29 talents of gold in the construction of their tabernacle. Mm-hmm. But the whole tabernacle is only 29. So you think about just the sheer value.
Yeah. They said the value is it's invaluable, right? I mean, it's pristine, ancient King Solomon's temple gold stuff. But it's the worth of it is in the billions.
Yeah, because there was, I can't remember. We always had to do the conversion for the unforgiving servant parable. Because the guy owned 10,000 denarii or something like that. Like something crazy. But I think a denarii was one day's work. And then 10,000 of those was one talent.
Oh.
And so then, I can't remember. Yeah.
I'm looking it up. A talent was worth about 6,000 denarii.
Okay.
And you're right. A denarius or a denarius, however you say it, was a payment for a day's labor.
Yeah. Okay, so that's just crazy.
Is this suggesting that where everything is buried is where Solomon's temple had existed? Or
no,
they removed the treasure?
When the Babylonians came and they took over Jerusalem,
right?
This group of men, which he said it was the Melchizedek order, which he's did a whole thing about Melchizedek that I've never heard before.
Oh, I'd be interested.
There is very interesting. Basically, I'll just say this. He says that Melchizedek was not just a person, but it was the prophets. So it was called the Melchizedek order. And so that's why even Jesus is referred to as Melchizedek. Yeah. And so he's like, I think he said it was like, who's the prophet? Was it Jeremiah? Was a prophet during the Babylonian? I forget, but he's saying that Jeremiah and these other prophets went and took the insides of the temple and hid them and did it on the copper scroll. Mm. And then they hid all the Dead Sea Scrolls, basically. And then the Melchizedek order that continued, they knew where to hide all the scrolls. So that's why you get fragments of the gospel and stuff.
Yeah.
It's from the Melchizedek order that would go in and hide them to preserve them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, golly, dude.
So wait, what was your question then?
Oh, I just didn't know if that was where we believed Solomon's temple was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It got relocated. So, a question we can't answer, but maybe just dream. At the second coming, the Jewish faith believes that that is their Messiah coming, and that would be a recognition of Christ.
Potentially,
yeah. Do you think that's a salvation point?
Unless, it talks about it in Revelation where the end times there will be like a third of Jews that will come to know Christ.
Wow.
Like a large majority of Jews will come to know Christ at his coming, right? But then there'll be the other Jews and everyone else that'll be like, no, that the Messiah is not Jesus, so this can't be our Messiah. This has to be a false Messiah. And so they won't believe in him.
That's sad.
It's scary, dude.
But he's saying, he's like, I mean, it's just, it's weird to me that we found these two things that have been lost for thousands of years. So like the red heifer, we have not done a red heifer sacrifice in 2000 years. And we have not been able to find the Ark of the Covenant and all of the ceremonial things for the temple. Not saying that the temple as believers in Christ, the temple is meaningless to us in a way, right? Because it's
veil
like,
is torn.
Right. Yeah. But it is written about in prophecy of the temple being rebuilt and ushering in the Antichrist and the Messiah coming back. And so it's like, it's pretty weird how God used this firefighter investigator to find exactly where all this stuff is at.
Wow.
Yeah. And just bring all of this up after thousands of years.
And God used this rancher, this cattleman in Texas.
Yeah.
That just so happened to have five perfect red heifers.
Okay. What's going to happen if one government gets a hold of the Ark of Covenant?
Oh, have you seen Indiana Jones?
That's what I'm saying. Like
their faces get melted off.
I'm just saying, like, what, like, how are legitimate, like, Christians going to react to that?
Yeah, I don't
know. Like, because I feel like a lot of people are really protective over the symbolism of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if it's in the wrong hands, I feel like some people are going to get really upset.
What are the rules? Like, you can't look at it or you can't touch it?
You can't touch it. You can't open it.
Who knows now, though?
Here's the take on it, though. Like, we're now interacting after Christ has broken the veil and is, you know, an intercessor for us. And we now have the ability again to commune with him. And so it possessed who he was.
Right.
And so there's, it's like a weird, different interaction. And I'm not fully confident to make a definitive assertion on, you know, the issue, but
I'm just saying, even different. Symbolically, just I wonder
this is just me thinking of just like, I wonder if the Israeli government have not dug it up yet because they're waiting for other things to unfold to where they can in fact rebuild their temple and they'd be like, okay, now go get it.
Well, they're pretty preoccupied right now with the war.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, so they say that one of the reasons Hamas attacked Israel, right? I don't think you can say it because I think you get flagged.
Oh, do you?
I think.
Probably.
Yeah. We all know what I'm talking about.
I love chickpeas.
But it's because of the red heifer. So they're like, they attacked because of the red heifer because it was a direct threat on the Dome of the Rock, right? Uh-huh. So if they uncover, oh, there's more validation for us to rebuild the temple, i.e. the Ark of the Covenant and all these ceremonial things, that would probably spark an even bigger outrage and bigger fight.
Right.
So I would say maybe they're waiting and seeing what's going to happen to where they can pull it all out.
I have a question.
Or maybe they already pulled it out.
And we just don't
in
know.
In the cover of night.
Yeah. And that's why they don't want to dig, because they're not going to find anything.
Dude, if I was part of the excavation team, I'd be doing this. Give me a shovel.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Don't want to get canceled for this. But when you're talking about the Jewish community and like they rebuild a temple, they're trying to have a relationship with
God.
God.
Yeah.
Specifically Old Testament God, right?
From our POV.
And so, yeah, like, I just, that part's confusion to me. Cause like, if you're saying I want a relationship with you, I'm saying this is my son who died for you.
That's like, what yeah, I'm saying. But we're going to ignore that. Saying, so like that's, the temple doesn't necessarily mean anything to us as
yeah. believers. So it would just be another practice.
Right.
Just a continuation yeah. of what they've already
because
done.
All okay. that stuff falls under the old covenant, right? And the old covenant, you can abide by that, but all that does is bring death, right? Because you have to do all these things to seek the sacrifice that God has provided. Or you can do the new covenant, which is Christ, and which is life, you know? So it's like the temple and the ark and all that stuff, that represents the old covenant. So no longer, I don't want to say it doesn't mean anything, but it's like you can abide by it, but if you're not following Christ, then there's no sacrifice that can quench.
I don't want to say that, but it's like, it feels like, cause you're praising and worshiping a God that doesn't, in our perspective, has, you know, come to flesh and is trans, you know, like, well, I don't know, it's filled.
I mean, it's talked about in the New Testament, you know, kind of like the snip snip conversation. It's like, hey, if that's what you feel you need to do because that's how you were raised to do it, that's fine. It's through the blood of Jesus,
but it won't save you.
But you don't need it.
Yeah.
So, no hate, but you can follow your conviction and do it if you want.
It's a snip snip of the heart.
Ooh. Thanks, Paul.
Okay, I obviously need to do a study on Revelation, and I've always wanted to do one, but it kind of scares me sometimes. But we understand that for Jewish prophecy, they have to rebuild the temple in order to usher in the Messiah from their POV. In Revelation, do they also say that that has to transpire for the second coming? Does the temple have any significance for our own prophecy?
Yes, because it talks about the Antichrist or whatever going in and like stopping the sacrifice.
I see.
Something like that. Yeah, we do need to.
So it is significant for us then.
Oh, yes, it is.
It is important.
Yeah.
So it will bring the Messiah.
Well, I know, but just like,
they'll be like, wait a minute, Jesus.
This doesn't bring us salvation.
Right.
Which the Jews think that it will bring salvation, i.e. sacrifice to God and the coming of the Messiah. To us, it brings in the second coming.
Cool.
And the Antichrist.
So
the end of the world.
We similarly want this all to transpire.
So it's kind of like
on with it
from one biblical interpretation, and I'm not calling it wrong, but there are like scholars who think like we're in the 1,000-year reign already, that some of the things being prophesied had to do with things that happened way back then. So a lot of it's really gray, and the point is that he's in control and has a plan.
Yeah.
But it's fun to study and fun to try to.
I think it would be rad if we found all that stuff. They just pull the ark out, dude.
Dude, that's the thing. It's like, so intense.
You think they're going to tell us so?
Oh, I'm sure.
Dude. It's almost bragging rights, right?
Yeah.
It's like, look what we got.
We got the Ark of the Covenant, baby.
Don't they know we have Nick Cage? Don't they know that we have Harrison Ford?
Yeah, come on. They're not 70 years old.
It's a crazy thing, though, man.
Dude, if that was their PR stunt to be like, we've got it, and they do like an Indiana Jones trailer with Harrison Ford.
Bro.
Dude.
I'd be getting like.
What if this is all PR for the new National Treasure?
Please, dude. If he was going after the Ark of the Covenant in the new one, that would be so fun, dude.
That would be cool.
That would be a great time.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's a crazy stuff. I would go listen to that episode. It's again episode 244, Blurry Creatures. But I don't. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know what to think. It's
scary, man. Scary stuff. End of times. Loving it.
Everyone's getting loving all their it. Nukes ready.
Mm. Hey, but it's summertime. Blockbusters are coming out, dude.
That's right.
Have that to look forward to.
You got
to
enjoy the movies. Go visit the movies, guys.
Yeah.
Get the popcorn.
Forget about it. You know what? Get the popcorn. Treat yourself.
Okay, I have something, and this sounds... let me preface it first. What? I saw this TikTok. Do you know who Princess Kalina of Bulgaria is?
Know her.
Okay. I saw a picture of her, mm-hmm. and I go, yes. It scared me so much. And I don't want to be mean, right?
Okay.
But they were showing like this progress of her, like how she's changed mm-hmm. physically. And her nose looks kind of scary. It looks like it's like cut off.
Yeah.
And people were saying like, oh, she did like, it was a bad plastic surgery or whatever. Turns out she lost both her front teeth as a kid and they put in, veneers. Did like root canals and put in teeth. It caused an infection to where they actually had to cut out some of her nose. But recently she's been like really getting into working out. And this is the picture I saw. I'll just send it.
I don't want to be mean, but
this just feels mean. Too late.
Just wait.
I don't want to be mean, but her nose is really scary.
I don't want to be mean, but I saw your face, I was physically scared.
I literally went, "Oh!"
But now it's not even her face that scares me. It's the fact that it looks like she could snap a steel bar in half.
Okay, show me.
I just texted it. Wait, did I text it? Who did I text it to?
Oh, I see it.
Did you just send it?
Who did I text it to? Oh crap!
Your family. I did.
Keep it in there. Don't delete it. Okay. That is so fun.
Okay.
Literally everyone.
That's so fun. That's the funniest thing to send out of context. Dude, yeah, she could kill me. She could kill me instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
This reminds me of the skit or the conversation that Brooke and Connor just had on their podcast. And she goes, I don't want to be mean, but ew. And he goes, you just said ew 9 times.
The guy next to her looks like Jim Carrey.
My dad's calling me right now.
He's
left in
the water. Calling you about it.
Can you see what my dad says?
Yes, please. On speaker.
All right.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, buddy. Who's that in the Hooper clan that you sent?
I meant to, I already,
it's the mayor.
We're doing we're doing a podcast right now, and I meant to send it to Andy and Andrew, but I accidentally sent it to the Hooper chat.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yeah. Okay. We said that it looks like Lily, though.
Who said that?
We all did. We all agreed that it looks exactly like Lily.
Oh, my gosh. Well, good luck with that one.
Yeah. All right.
Good. How was your podcast?
You're on air right now, so.
Okay. Well, y'all have fun.
Yeah. Bye, Dad. He's so funny. He walked in the office and I was like, I was making up a bit because I always do the business lingo as soon as he walks in. I was like, oh, I was just checking on the shareholders right here. And he's like, well, I'm it. So he's like, I am the sole shareholder. I'm like, are you happy? He's like, yep. I'm like, mission accomplished.
We talked last week about Apple Intelligence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how it's OpenAI, ChatGPT. That's
moving on up.
Going to be the Apple Intelligence.
Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about this before or like whatever, but I saw this week that OpenAI appointed retired U.S. Army general and former NSA director to their board. So we have this guy that was the head of the NSA, which is the agency that basically collects like all of our phone calls and stuff, you know?
Okay.
Now on the board of OpenAI.
Of course.
OpenAI is now integrated with Apple. All of our texts, emails, all that stuff.
How much is that going to learn from us, dude? Like, it's going to get, like, it's not just listening now. Like, it's everything. They're pulling a whole profile on everybody.
Dude, yeah, it's freaky. Like, there's, like these reports coming out of, like, the rapid advance of artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And they're saying that in 3 to 5 years, it's going to basically match everything humans can do. And within 10 years, it'll be more intelligent than any human on Earth.
Really?
And it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, we're just feeding the monster, dude.
Let's put it in our phones.
And you think, geez Louise, dude, that's, I don't know. Like, that's, I heard somebody recently, they were on their phones and they were going through their photo albums and stuff. And then suddenly at the top of their album was videos and photos they had deleted years ago.
Oh yeah, that's been happening to a lot of people.
And it's coming up, and so it's saying, and they're looking back, and it's like everything that you've ever done on your iPhone, they own. Mm-hmm. 100%. And like, and I wonder, like, with the new iOS 18 update with the AI, I wonder if there's going to be some changes in the terms and conditions. We'll have to see, like, if somebody digs through those and kind of, like, pulls through, like, because there's got to be some stuff that they're going to have to cover their butt on.
Yeah. Do you hear there's this guy who's not taking the blame for what he did, which was wrong? So the new update for Apple, a lot of texts are coming back, too, that were previously deleted from years ago.
Yeah.
And this guy... popped up on his phone these texts from someone that he was cheating on his wife.
No.
And so the wife filed for a divorce, and this guy's like, he's suing Apple now. He's like, she was never supposed to see those. And
oh,
it's
my
like,
gosh.
It's like, well, okay, guy.
Yeah.
I like, mean, just say, like, yeah, I messed up.
Yeah.
And the wife is
that's
like,
called karma.
Typical you, never taking accountability for your own
and
actions.
Instead, you're going to sue Apple?
Apple's at fault.
It was Steve's fault, I promise.
Yeah. But,
golly, dude, that's scary.
I know.
It's like that's what it's gonna do. It's like AI is gonna like learn how to blackmail, and so it's like anything physical it can't do, like it's gonna like start blackmailing people to get control.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it's gonna take, baby.
Very good.
Let's create our own AI.
All right, let's do it.
Hi, I'm Andy, your personal assistant. How can I help you today?
How would you go about building...
Hi, I'm Andy, your personal assistant. How can I help you today?
Hi, Andy. So how would you go about...
Hi, Josh. Okay. How can I help you today?
This doesn't seem to be working very good.
I'm You're hungry.
What the heck?
Oh.
Because I said, you're hungry. I was going to make it seem like your idea. You're hungry? Okay. Finding local restaurants.
Oh, okay. Well... That's all the stuff I got.
Hey-o!
But I got one more thing.
One more thing.
It's a really big thing, and I want to talk about it on Patreon.
Are we talking about this bottom thing over here?
No.
Okay.
Got yeah. So go to patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies.
Guys, we have months and months of content that you've never seen if you've never been on Patreon. Months of content that we're never going to release on YouTube or anywhere else, only on Patreon. So if you want to be part of that special little team, our little baby.
Miss Rose, are cute. She's going to be cute little Krampus. You're cute.
That could be you.
And make sure to give us 5 stars on Apple, Spotify. Leave a review. Subscribe to our YouTube.
Please subscribe.
Do it.
Do it now.
Come
on. I swear.
Why?
I'm serious.
Why? Come here, Patty. Patty? I was going to say pal and buddy.
Patty, come here, Patty.
Ah! All right, guys. We'll see you on Patreon. Love you.
Toodles.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy Friday.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful. Has empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ha! Ninja, not bad.
Oh, the thing?
I think, yeah, we can do the faces.
Just like,
it's harder with hands up. To,
all right.